We are studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are on item 75. You can find the study materials on the website. So, preface, item 75.
Right. So we said that, in item 74, he tells us, here too, it is considered that in the Nekudim, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase two that was in Sag, and from the screen of Sag, was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing, the clothing of two. But coarseness did not remain, but only phase one, meaning after we had after we had an expansion of Galgalta Absag,
Galgalta Ab,
Galgalta Ab and Sag, right? Sag was refined through the Peh, its Peh, and descended this way. All those lights came down from Nekudot HaSag downward, and
Pchinat Bina Bet
bestowed in the phase of Bina, the phase two, they influenced Nehi of Galgalta, and in return they received phase four.
As and
as a result, the restriction happened here. A restriction happened here because of it. When Malchut rose to Bina, Malchut rose to Bina, and that state, that place is called Parsa.
Parsa, ken? Ve'kach ada
Parsa. And in this way, through the Parsa, the lights can expand. They could expand through Tabu, but after Nekudot of Sag went down, they could expand also to the Parsa, but not lower than that. Here, it is the governance of Malchut from Parsa to Siyum, to the end. That's it. So after those things connected together, meaning Nekudot of Sag with Nehi of Ak, the second restriction happened here. The ascent of Malchut to Bina, this is Malchut. And this is Bina. And this ascent is called the second restriction.
Tzimtzum Bet.
Second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet.
Ala.
Come on.
Nilech.
Let's go to, so he tells us in 75.
Yesh lanu.
Back to 74. No. We still need to start from 74. So, Niv, please, 74.
74. Here, too, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, the coarseness of phase two that was in the screen, was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing. Thus, nothing was left of the coarseness but phase one. Hence, the screen received two kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sag. The incorporation of phase one of coarseness in phase two of clothing, called the incorporation of the record of the female in the record of the male, elicited a level at nearly the degree of Bina.
So, what happened here? He says this.
Yesh lanu acharei izdechut ha-masach.
After the refinement of the screen, which was refined from Sag, then we have two of clothing and one of coarseness, two and one. So those are the Rishimot, the records, and then there is an incorporation of the female in the male, one in two, and back the male in the female, two forms of impressions from what happened before. Just imagine this situation to yourselves. Yesterday I was at a restaurant and I ate a very good meal there. So, on the one hand, I remember how much I paid. This is one. And how I was impressed by the meal itself. This is two. So, I can speak from the perspective of the meal itself, what flavors I tasted. And on the other hand, how much it cost. And there's the incorporation. Is it worthwhile? Not worthwhile? Was it good? Was it not so good? Etc. This is how we always talk about our investment on the one hand and the results on the other hand. And this is what we have here because we're talking about the will to receive, how it's impressed by what it went through. So what is he saying here? Here too, it is considered that the last phase of coarseness, I'm reading item 74, the coarseness of phase 2 that was in the screen of Sag was completely eliminated, leaving only the record of clothing. Two, clothing of two, remained of it. Thus, nothing was left of the coarseness but phase 1. Right? That's it. So, when the screen returns to the Pe of the Rosh of Sag, it comes back as two and one. Hence, the screen received two kinds of coupling in the Rosh of Sag. From the incorporation of phase one of coarseness in phase two of clothing, one is incorporated in two, and two is incorporated in one. So, because one is incorporated in two, called the incorporation of the record of the female in the record of the male, elicited a level of nearly the degree of Bina, almost Bina. It is called Vak of Bina. Because, how should I put it? I work with coarseness number one, first level of coarseness, but Bina is actually coarseness number two. So, although I want to come to Bina, I don't have sufficient strength for it. So, what I do is I receive nearly the degree of Bina. It's called Vak of Bina. This is what I have, a small part of Bina. And this level is called the Sfira Keter of Nekudim. So what we have here is when the lights expand here, it is called dividing them into having Keter of Nekudim. The first degree.
Keter de Nikudim.
Keter of Nikudim. The incorporation of the male with the record of the female, the second one that I mentioned here, the male incorporated in the female incorporated in the male gives us Keter of Nikudim, and the incorporation of the record of the male in the female, meaning the incorporation of phase two in coarseness number one, that creates the level of Zeranpin, considered Vak without a Rosh, called Abba and Ima of Nikudim.
Abba.
Abba.
Ve.
And Ima.
שיהיה ככה בינתיים.
Have it this way for now. Of Nikudim. And this level is back to back, meaning although they are Chokhmah and Bina, they are not connected among them, between them. We'll see about that. These two levels are called Gao of Nikudim, meaning these two levels are called Gao.
Yeah.
Gar meaning first three. Gimel Rishonot, first three. Gar of Nikudim.
Klomar, Pchinat Ezer Sfirot de Rosh de Nikudim.
That is, they are considered the 10 Sfirot of Rosh of Nikudim. So this, all this together is called Rosh, head. This is Nikudim. And this is how Malchut expands from Ein Sof into this form. Since each Rosh is called Gar or Kachab, Keter Chokhmah Bina. This is Keter, this is Chokhmah, and this is Bina.
Abba ve'ima.
Abba ve'ima.
Ve'yesh.
But there is a difference between them. Keter of Nikudim, which is the male level, does not expand to the Guf, but shines only from below upwards. Keter of Nikudim. It shines only at the Rosh. But Abba ve'Ima of Nikudim, which are the female level, they alone spread, called the lower seven spheres of Nikudim, they expand, or Chagat Nehi, they expand to the Guf, from above downward into the Guf, called seven bottom spheres of Nikudim, or Chagat Nehi. So, we have here Chagat.
Chagat Nehim.
Nehim. Chokhma Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut.
Ne'im. Zeo.
That's it. This is what we have. Let's take a few questions quickly. French.
Bonjour Rav et bonjour les amis. Est-ce qu'on peut dire que le Rishimo d'Aviut, c'est le désir de recevoir du Partsouf, et le Rishimo des Klapshut, la
Can it be said that records of coarseness are the of clothing and the clothing of the record of clothing is a desire to bestow, and it's connected to the inner light?
The records of coarseness is the will to receive that can be and work in practice. The will to receive in order to bestow. That's called the record of coarseness. Not just any will to receive, but the will to receive that is restricted and a screen and it can work in order to bestow. That's called a record of coarseness. A record of clothing is a record that isn't whole, it isn't complete. It came from the light that was in the Partsuf, and it supposedly aims the Partsuf to which way it's supposed to keep going, directs it. Kiev 1.
I don't really understand why the system continues to make couplings after the second restriction. It restricted already, it doesn't receive anything. So why do the couplings continue there?
The fact that it can't receive in order to bestow doesn't annul its ability to bestow in order to bestow. I can help everybody by supporting, by helping, but not by me working with my will to receive, and in my will to receive, I receive, and by that I'm bestowing. Let's say it's like a person who doesn't have any forces, or somebody small, or an old person, in somewhat he can help, but not with true forces that he really does it. Those are the forces of Bina. Bina doesn't have a desire to receive in order to work with it, in order to bestow. There are no forces. But on the other hand, it's called free. She's called free because she doesn't have the will to receive. She can be anywhere. She can participate anywhere as much as she can work in order to bestow. That's called bestowing in order to bestow. So she can help the others, support in others, but not that in practice she actually implements real actions. Only in the connection, Bina with Malchut, or Bina with Chochmah, then there she can cause an implementation, corrections. But her herself, she doesn't need anything.
Another thing I don't understand is when we talk about the connection between Bina and Malchut, there was a connection between the records of 4 and 3. So why did they suddenly become 2 and 1?
The records, record number 4 is Galgalta, number 3 is Ab, and Sag is already the record of phase 2. And when it refined, when Sag refined, so it's the record of phase 1. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's how the records become, they go and lessen, they diminish, because there's no screen.
Barur.
Clear? Okay.
Holland 1.
Holland 1.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Can we have the drawing up? The first time that the light was able to illuminate below Tabor in Sag of Galgal, Sag the Ak, the Parsa was oriented in Tiferet. We talked about the upper third and the lower part of Tiferet. And now in this new Partsuf, the Parsa is oriented between Chesed and Gevurah. So is there a relation here? Why is it happening like this? Why?
No. Atatzodek.
No, you're right. I drew it wrong. This is, my drawing is incorrect. It's incorrect. This is before Nekudot of Sag descended and prepared the place and then organized it that the Parsa really is in the middle of Tiferet. This is where the Parsa should be. Right. It's something different that there's Keter, Chochmah, Bina, which is called Rosh. You see, Rosh. And there's another Chesed Gvura Tiferet that is called the Rosh of the Guf, but is also before the Parsa. The Parsa really is here.
That's it.
I drew this before I drew the Nikudim. Okay.
Tov.
We have somebody new. Unity 1.
Мы учим, что Никуда Десак вышел на Решимо Авию Титлавшу 2-2.
We learned that Nekudot of Sag came out on impressions of 2 and 2, and Ma is already on 2 and 1, so why in the diagram It says that Nikudim came out on 2 and 1.
The world of Nikudim, as he writes here in letter in item 74, came out on the records 2 on 1. Nekudot of Sag refine themselves from 3, 2, until 2, 1.
You said that Nekudot of Sag went out, came out on 2, 2. And they went below the tabu and merged.
That's during the refinement, 2 on 2. That's while the screen was refining itself, when it refined from 2 to 1. Then all these forces, all these degrees, there are 5 degrees here, they have all descended below tabu avak.
No, parsuf. Ма — это 2-1, а у нас получается, что это как бы...
Парцов Ма — это 2-1.
If we're speaking about the upper Ма, the upper Ма...
Ильон. Ин? Сиу штайм.
That is 2 on 1, or 1-1, 2-1. Then it's something else. It's the record above Tabu. And here we're speaking about a record that the world of Nikudim come out on. It's from coming to Rosh of Sag, the Shimo, from below Tabu, on the restriction, and in the Rosh of Sag, the coupling takes place at Nikbe Enaim of Rosh of Sag, Nikbe Enaim, and then because of this, we get a patsuf called the world of Nikudim. It's something else. The upper Ma came out above Tabu on the records that came from Sag. And the world of Nikudim came out on the records from the patsuf that went below the Tabu and mixed with Nehi de Gargalta and performed the coupling on these records. And that's how the world of Nikudim came out. It's two patsufim that are supposedly don't even belong to one another. The Rishimot, the records that are above Tabu, we get the upper Ma. On the records that are below Tabu, we get the world of Nikudim.
Thank you.
We can go into this deeper and deeper, but I don't really think that it's needed. We need results of this. The shattering of the Malachim and the worlds of Bia, where we exist, Adam Rishon, that's where all our work is, and that's on the way. There are a lot of details there, and they're not so important for us right now. Okay. So we are going onward.
Item 75. Thus, there are 3 degrees here, one below the other. The first is Keter of Nikudim, with the level of Vak of Bina. The second is the level of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which has the level of Zeranpin. These are both considered Osh. The third is Zat of Nikudim, Chagat Nehim, considered Guf of Nikudim.
Beseder.
Okay. Keep going.
Veteda.
76. Know that by Malchut's ascent to Bina, these 2 degrees of Nikudim split into 2 halves upon their emergence, called anterior Panim and posterior Hawaiim. This is so because since the coupling was made in the ethnic Venaim, there are only 2.5 Sfirot at the Rosh, Galgalta and Einaim, eyes, and Nikve Einaim, that is Keter Chochma and the upper half of Bina. These are called anterior vessels. The vessels of Chap, which are the lower half of Bina, Zeranpin and Nukva, emerged from the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh and were considered the degree below the Rosh. Hence, the vessels of the Rosh which departed from the Rosh are considered posterior vessels. Each degree was split in this manner.
Meaning, since we don't have the forces to work with the vessels of Zet of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, with the vessels of reception, can only work with the vessels of bestowal. That's why on all degrees that are below the second restriction, we only work with the vessels of Keter Chochma and Gar of Bina, and Zat of Bina, Zeranpin and Malchut, we can't work with them. That's why all the degrees that come out, we call them Vak, meaning half of a degree.
הלאה.
Next.
עין זין. ונמצא לפי זה.
77. It follows that there is not a single degree that does not have anterior and posterior. This is because the Achap of the male level, the Keter of Nikudim, emerged from the degree of Keter and descended to the degree of Abba ve'Ima of Nikudim, the female level. And the Achap of the female level, Abba ve'Ima of Nekudim, descended and fell to their degree of Guf, the degree of the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehi of Nekudim. It turns out that Abba ve'Ima comprise two phases, anterior and posterior, since within them is the posterior of the degree of Keter, that is, the Achap of Keter, and atop them clothe the anterior vessels of Abba ve'Ima themselves, that is, their own Galgalta Einaim and Nikve
Einaim.
Also, Zat of Nikudim comprise anterior and posterior. The posterior vessels of Abba ve'Ima, which are their Achap, are within the Zat. And the anterior vessels of Zat clothe them from the outside.
This is the structure. It's very important, the second restriction. We have Keter, that here there's Galgalta and Einaim. And here is the Achab of the Keter. Here we have Galgalta and Einaim of Abba ve'Ima. This is Abba and Ima. And this is their Achap. And here it's Zon.
Galgalta Einaim.
Which is Galgalta Einaim. Of Zon. And here's the Achap of Zon. Here we get really small Galgalta Einaim of Zon. 3 degrees.
Hala.
Next.
78. This issue of the division of the degrees into two halves made the degrees of Nikudim unable to have more than Nefesh Ruach. meaning vak without ga. This is so because each degree lacks the three vessels, Bina and Zon. Hence, the lights of Gar are absent there, being the Shema Chaya Yechida. Thus, we have thoroughly explained the ten Sfirot of Katnut of Nikudim, which are the three degrees called Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zat. Each degree has only Keter Chochma in vessels and Nefesh Ruach in lights, since the Bina and Zon of each degree fell to the degree below it.
Meaning, we see that we have this. The degree is divided into half. This is the Galgalta and the Naim. This is the Achab. And upon it we get the second degree, which this is its Galgalta and the Naim. And this is its Achab. What does it point to? That I can use only the vessels of bestowal. Only these vessels are usable. Only these. And in the vessels of reception, I'm not allowed to use them. I don't have the forces. I don't have the screen. There's nothing I can do. That's why it's written that all of our work is to, in the second restriction, divide or discern correctly between the vessels we can use and the vessels we cannot use. The vessels of Keter Chochma Bina, well, also Chesed Gvura Tiferet. If we're already speaking about the whole goof, we can use it. But Zeranpin and Malchut, we can't use. That's the thing.
Unity 2.
Unity 2.
Рав, спасибо. Мой вопрос больше, как держать себя трезвым во время птихи?
We have to try and repeat this material also at home and be concentrated in the lesson as much as you can and to prepare the text in a way that you will know it, you can feel it during the lesson, and that this text for you will be familiar. And now that you're looking at it and you don't know what's written there, but at least that it'll be understood what these words are, what they mean. You can draw all kinds of things next to it. And then in such a way, you come close to understanding. I can't, in these lessons, give a broad explanation to everything that takes place here. It's very deep things, and there's a lot of details. If you ask, so here and there we can touch it. And my work is to organize you how to reveal the Creator. And these things are bringing us closer to spiritual actions. But when we get there, it all depends on as much as you get close to one another and the Creator. Okay? Okay.
Вот это разделение парцуфа, которое сейчас вы нарисовали.
This division of the parzuf, which you just drew, how is it different from what was before when the parsa was divided into a giving part and a receiving part?
The same second restriction, just here there's the records of clothing and records of coarseness. There's two roshs in every goof. That's why here we have three parts. Keter and Abba Ve'ima. That's it. Also before, in the first restriction, we also had the rosh of clothing and the rosh of coarseness and a goof. There were always those things. So there's nothing new here except for the addition of the vessels, that they limit the participation of the light in them. That's why there's more details here. There was more of the force of the masach. That's why the will to receive could work with the light together in a close way, that the will to receive would reveal itself as if it's working beside the light. And here there are no forces in the will to receive, only in part of the vessels there's an ability to be above their egoistic desire, above the will to receive. And then by this they equalize to the light. That's Chor Galgal Tenenayim. The pure and weaker vessels. The second restriction slices all the vessels into two. Those who can be in order to bestow, they see that they can't. Those who can bestow in order to bestow do ascribe themselves to the light, to the Creator, and those who don't, so they're restricted. So there's a problem here. The weak vessels, after the second restriction, that only a certain part of the vessel, which is the Galgal Tenenayim, and somewhat can resemble the light. That's it.
Так получается, что гуф как бы стал более слабым здесь.
Yeah, it is all weaker.
You
said that after the second restriction, if I understood correctly, there are only vessels of Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, they only use them.
Zalampin and Malchut are heavier. It's called that Galgal Tenenayim, you see? Galgal Tenenayim. We can use them because they are vessels of bestowal. They can be in the light. The light bestows, fills them, does whatever it wants to them. The light can enter these vessels and expand in them because they are like the degree of Bina. It doesn't affect them. That's how it is. The vessels that belong to Abba and Ima, also, they're open to the light. The light of mercy, of chasadim, expands in them, not chokhmah. They're not vessels of reception. So in the vessels of Galgal Tenenayim of Keter, Galgal Tenenayim of Abba Ve'ima, the upper light spreads there, and they receive it. You can say that they receive it, but the lights expand in them, and those are the lights of mercy that fill them. Well, we won't speak about that. There's a bit of the illumination of Chokhmah. There's a lot of intricacies there. And the achap of these vessels are restricted. And in these achap, there are restrictions. Restriction. That's it. And in the general achap of Zon, so there's also Galgal Tenenayim of Zon. And the achap of Zon, that is also restricted. Meaning, all in all, what we're left with from the vessels that need to receive the light, the Galgal Tanaim of Keter, Galgal Tanaim of Abba Ve'ima, and Galgal Tanaim of Zon, each one in its own degree. That's it.
Так это значит, что в нашей работе, ну извините, если я так перескакиваю, что в нашей работе тоже тоже так.
Excuse me for jumping, but does that mean that in our work we need to work only with Galgal Tanaim?
We start working from zero. Here's zero.
ומתחילים לגדול.
And we start growing to Galgal Tanaim.
וככה זה.
And here, more and more and more, until we get to the Paltzuf. Until we reach the Paltzuf, we'll learn that soon. There'll be details missing here if I start explaining it now. But we start from zero, completely, from a point, and this is how we grow.
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Rab, no entendí cómo las.
I don't understand how the Ahab of the upper one is in the same place with the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one.
Very nice question. They aren't in the same place, they are one in the other. Meaning, the face of the lower one, the anterior, the face of the lower one, it's called Galgal Tanaim, they are in the same place as the Achap of the upper one. Yeah? That's how it is. One in the other. How can that be? Because they have the same place, the same desire that one is in the other. But there's a difference in the Reshimot. That's why they are one in the other. We'll talk about it. It's nice that you said that. And we have PT5.
רציתי לשאול.
I wanted to ask.
פרצופים החדשים האלה ש.
These new פרצופים that come out in the world of Nikudim all come out on records that are a result of what happened in the second restriction above the parsa, right? Records of 2 and 1.
Yes. Not exactly, but let's say what do you want to ask about it?
So why is there a part in them that is forbidden to use afterwards when they come out in the world of Nikudim?
They have the fourth phase that has incorporated.
But phase four remained below the Parsa, it's not on them. In the world of Nikudim in Gadlut, it might come out.
Are you speaking about Nikudot of Sag or Nikudim?
I'm talking about Nikudim.
The Nikudim came out after Nikudot the Sag mixed with Nehideach. That's why they already have the records from Nehiavak, the fourth phase, that restricts them. And that's why they can already come out in such a way as Nikudim. You see, I wrote it here, Nikudim.
Even in the diagram it says 1, 2, but there's no 3, 4, so I thought.
Where do you see 3 and 4 in the drawing? Only in the shattering you have it.
Exactly. If there's no 3 and 4, why is there a part of the Potsuf that is forbidden to use now? Why it's as if there's already 3 and 4 here in these records that come out here and bring out the world of Nikudim.
Because they are forbidden to use it. They don't use it here, but they can't use them here. When they will want to use them, there'll be a shattering.
It's not clear, but I'm not sure how to ask.
You just need to remember what we've learned before. PT14.
Because there is a coupling in Galgal Ta'anayim and Nikve Anayim, Keter Chokhman Gar Bina, that's why there's a division below to Galgal Ta'anayim and Nachab. How can we come to this separation between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal?
We?
Yes.
What are you asking? Come on, what are you, making a joke? What vessels of bestowal do we have? What vessels of reception do we have even? We have nothing.
An inclination, a disposition to it.
I don't want to speak about fantasies. I didn't expect such questions from you.
Still a disposition to bestowal?
Mister, that's science. Do you have coarseness? Do you have a screen? So you're in business. If you don't have the coarseness and you don't have a screen, you don't even have coarseness. So you don't belong to this.
We're walking with right and left. Now too. Right and left. We're walking with right and left.
I don't understand what you're talking about. You're making fun of us with your questions. Or if you're serious, so you're completely deviating from the path. Okay? PT17.
I want to continue Chagai's question. He writes that Abba Ve'ima alone expand to the Guf in item 74.
Because it's the Rosh of coarseness. There's the Rosh of clothing, which is Keter, and there's the Rosh of coarseness, which is Abba Ve'ima. And from Abba Ve'ima, it expands to the Guf.
When you drew Chagat Nehim below the Parsa, does it mean only in potential, or is it really an expansion?
Look at this drawing here. You have Keter. You have Abba Ve'ima, Abba and Ima, and from a chap of Abba Ve'ima, it expands to the Guf. That's it. PT19.
You said before that there are vessels that can be used and vessels that can't be used. So I understand you mean above the parsa we can use them?
The vessels above the parsa we can use.
And the vessels we can't use are below the parsa?
It's not only below the parsa. Below the parsa, there are a lot of vessels that can be rewarded of the illumination of chasadim and all kinds of lights. But actually, for now, we learn that we have to raise vessels above the parsa, and there above the parsa, we can fill them with lights.
I have a question. Is Bina a vessel?
Yes.
Because we learn that it can penetrate below the parsa, right?
Yes.
So this we can use below the parsa? So what is going on here?
If you will have desire to bestow below the parsa, so you can use it.
Can you explain this point? It's very important to me.
There's nothing to explain. Bina is called a free land, a free desire that can be anywhere. Wherever it is, in that desire, you can use it. She doesn't want anything for herself, ever. If you're speaking about Bina.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's why you can use it.
So basically, that's our work to bring Bina below the parsa?
No, we need to raise above the parsa, where the vessels of reception, to be incorporated in the vessels of Bina, that Bina is actually vessels of bestowal above parsa, and there when we are included in these vessels, so to that extent, we can awaken the light of Chokhmah on us, and then the illumination of Chokhmah will shine on us and expand in the light of Bina.
That's what I asked you before. What has Bina go below the pasa? If we don't do it, why does Bina do it?
She does it in order to fix the vessels.
That we ask?
It's not us. Where'd you see us here?
Well, not we, but how do you draw Bina below the pasa?
The system is organized in a way that each and every vessel is from the Rosh of Galgalta until the Siyum, in all of this, according to its qualities, each and every vessel. That's how it is. So Bina can be in anywhere here. But if you're speaking about using Bina, so there's already a problem. In order to use it for the vessels of reception, so you're very limited. If it's for the vessels of bestowal, there's no limitation.
I get it. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, we're done with the state and the time. Try and do efforts. Make efforts that this material will be closer to you. It's not so important for attaining spirituality, but still with it we draw the light that reforms.
Niv. Right, so announcements. So first of all, an announcement from the World Social Team. Yesterday we were all sent a survey to choose a preferred day when we all try to morning to come to the morning lesson as one world clee. The survey is filled by the connection duties, people on connection duty with the friends after they checked with all the friends. If you didn't receive the survey, it'll be sent again today. Don't fill it out twice. Today's broadcast schedule is from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Rav Lightman. It'll be broadcast on Rav's Facebook page. You're invited to ask questions there live. From 10:35 to 11:35, the writers' meeting with Dr. Lightman, and from 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and great night.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons. Un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arrivons.